TalkTainment.com.
TalkTainment Radio, worldwide sound. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Alrighty, welcome back to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Let's get this out the way. Your call-in number is 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can listen live by going to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and hit the Listen Live button, and you're right there with The Compensatory Concept because we are on the air now with Mr. Fuller. You can do that. Also, you can go to the YouTube channel and type in the word TalkTainment, scroll down to the hit the space bar and scroll down to and then you'll see where you can type in the word radio and then TalkTainment number 2. Do that, then you're live with us where you can see us and hear us, and hit the like and subscribe button. And then also you can go to facebook.com/TalkTainment if you want to hear the show in its entirety. Now, the day's topic is the rock hammer with the background of the Shawshank Redemption. If you missed it in the first hour, Mr. Fuller explained what that means, and Andy Dufresne, a character in the movie The Shawshank Redemption, and how he used a rock hammer to gain what he wanted, which was a freedom from the prison system. But we are speaking metaphorically against the fight against racism, which is white supremacy. Before I get to Brother Rakim, hopefully I can get to him. We're going to go to the phone line. Okay, caller, you're on. You can be heard. Go ahead, please.
Hello, yes. Good morning, Mr. Bobby.
Good morning.
Mr. Fuller. Okay, I have a question. Is the system of white supremacy racism the most powerfulest religion on the planet?
Yes.
Okay.
According to evidence, a religion, first of all, what is a religion? A religion is a strong belief.
Yes. Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to get long-winded.
Okay.
Just a yes or no. Okay, thank you. No disrespect.
Oh, no problem.
Because I have another question.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And if so, wouldn't it be logical, and would you consider, for the sake of justice, to transform your code into a religion due to the enormous success that white supremacy racism has had functioning as a religion for centuries?
Well, a religion by definition, a compensatory definition, is a strong belief backed up by action. So a person can say that. It wouldn't, you know, a person isn't prohibited from saying that. I mean, I've heard expressions like a person digging a ditch and digging it religiously. I've heard expressions like that. Depends on how you use or want to use the word. The word religion is just a tool, like all other words. Words are nothing but tools. Words don't mean anything, any word, until you give it a definition. So a person can define, like I did. I gave it that definition, a strong belief backed up by action. That's all a religion is. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, a lot of people will say, oh, no, that's not, you know, a religion is, you know, a religion is this and a religion is that. Well, that's that person's opinion of how they want to use the term. But all words, that's why I put out a compensatory word guide, because I discovered that years ago. I thought that words were, you know, well, that people got together when I was taught. Well, let's just give a little history of how I was taught about words. Going back to elementary school, I was taught that there was a book called A Dictionary in the English language, and it was a man named Mr. Webster. And Mr. Webster had made a dictionary, and that everybody religiously should follow that dictionary the way Mr. Webster wrote it. Now, later on, I found out that the word ain't was in Mr. Webster's dictionary, but it hadn't been there before. And then I found out that there were people called lexicographers. And I said, what's a lexicographer? They say a lexicographer is a person that makes dictionaries. I said, well, what do they do? And they say, well, they go around and see how people talk over a period of time. And that's how the word ain't, that wasn't in the original dictionaries, that was a non-word. That was a word you're not supposed to use. It was a variation of the word aren't. But people got in the habit of using the word ain't. And so then ain't wound up to be, in popular talk, a part of the language, the English language, in some places. Not in all places, but in some places. It's acceptable to use the word ain't, when that was an absolute no-no back in the times when the English language was in its infancy, you might say, and not by Mr. Webster. Mr. Webster also did the same thing that other lexicographers did, and that is...
Mr. Fuller, not to interrupt. I'm confused. Did you answer the question? I mean, the question was, would you consider changing your code or transforming your code into a religion? Because you did indicate persons can do that.
No, I'm saying no, but not now. Here's what. If you're talking about organized religion, the answer is no. Zero. If you're talking about the four-wall system, I say that in the code book itself.
Yeah, I remember you said something about four walls.
All right. The four-wall system talks about that type of thing,
yeah.
And it also says you have the open-air system. The compensatory counter-racist code by Neely Fuller is the open-air system. Why? Because it's a compensatory code. You already have all kinds of religions out here already. Now, if you want one of those religions, or if anybody who wants one of those religions, choose one. I mean, some of those religions are anti-white supremacy. There are some religions that incorporate that in that. Join one of them or form one yourself. But that would be the four-wall system, where you have organization, where you have a preacher, a leader, and all like that. In the open-air system, each individual is his or her own leader. You can't.
Yes.
And
yes.
That individual person can say, well, my counter-racist activity is my religion. A person can do that. But that's your personal religion. That the person standing next to you will say, well, it ain't mine. I mean, you know, so that's their choice, too. Everything is individual choice. See, since you're addressing what I have written, no. The answer is no. If you're talking about organized religion around a group of people.
No, I'm not talking about organized. No.
Okay, well, what then? Are you saying let's put the word religion on the entire code? Is that the question? I'm trying to understand the question now.
Okay, let me be clear. Religion is something you practice, right? not preach. It's something you practice. So for the sake of justice, would you consider transforming your code into a religion?
The word religion, you can attach it to anything that you are doing that fits the description of what a religion is, according to the code, a strong belief backed up by action. But say, yes. If one person says, well, counter-racist codification is my religion, but the other person says, well, now, it's not my religion. My religion is Catholicism, but counter-racist codification is my political philosophy. Well, that's his or her choice. They can call it what they want to. See, that's the flexibility of the code. That keeps people from doing what? The one thing that I have definitely committed myself to by writing this book. I mean, one of the major things, and that is to keep black people from going at each other about the way that they go about fighting racism. Black people have a tendency, more than anybody, to find a way, look around and find a way deliberately to argue with other black people about the best way of fighting racism. Counter-racist codification, according to the United Independent Compensatory Code System concept, is designed to prevent that from ever happening. I mean, there's no way to tap into that. Okay. There's no way for me to have an argument.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there,
brother. I'd like to leave a quote.
Right.
I would like to leave off of one quote by James Baldwin. He said, to be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious is to be in a rage almost all of the time. I just wondered if Mr. Fuller agreed with that or disagreed with that or understood that quote.
All right. Thank you for your quote there.
Thank
Mr. Fuller?
You. Appreciate it.
Yes, I understand the quote.
Okay. And he said, do you agree with it?
Well, it depends on what Mr. Foreman meant by being enraged and what you do as a result of the enraging.
I think it was James Baldwin. Okay.
Well, whomever it was. Okay. Well, I would have to have a discussion with him about that, but I can't do that because these people are deceased.
Yes. Okay. Let's go here. I've been holding off this brother for a long time, so let's get to his question. This is Brother Rakim. He says, good morning, Mr. Fuller. He says, according to compensatory logic, what is the constructive way to outlet the anger one may accumulate from dealing with non-white people who actively seek to bolster the system of white supremacy?
By adopting the parts of the code that says you don't do that. What the next person does, standing next to you, there'll be a black person. I'll give this illustration. If I'm standing next to a black person, and I have done that, who says, it ain't no such thing as no white supremacy, and people that talk like that are talking a bunch of garbage, and I don't want to hear it, and I don't want to have nothing to do with people like that, and people like that should be, done this with and done that with. Now, I have actually sat on podiums where people have said that, actually, after I finished speaking. There's no such thing as no white supremacy, and people who say that are making it up, and that's a bunch of nonsense. And so what is my reaction? The codified reaction that the code gives me, I say, that person has said what he said, or she said. And that's my codified response. See, that's what I mean by razor-sharp codification, that you don't deviate from. When a person ridicules everything that Neely Fuller says, I say, hey, you're saying what you're saying. And so everybody should listen to what you're saying. I have actually been at seminars where a person from the back of the room, at least one time, I can cite one instance, the Francis Cress Welsin Institute at Howard University, Blackburn Center, some years ago. I'll give an illustration of what you're talking about. A person from the back of the room said, you are misleading the people. It's people like you They're misleading the people. You're talking a bunch of garbage and whatnot. And I said, sir, calm down. All right? The compensatory code takes care of that. Because what you are saying may be true. So, the antidote for that is, step down here, sir. And I had a pointer in my hand because I had a blackboard there. And I handed him the pointer, and I told him, say what he has to say. Give us the direction in which we should be going. And he took out a huge book and put it on the table, and then he started writing things on the wall, on the blackboard, mm-hmm. and I took up a seat. Because,
okay.
see, the code calls for me to do that.
Okay.
Hey, if you got a, hey, you got something better to say than what I'm saying, hey, take. I'm not going to fight you. You get no fight out of me. This is not going to be an argument. Hey, say what you got to say and see what the people that you're talking to say about what you got to say. You know, I'm not in your way. See, black people love to act like other black people are getting in their way. We love to play that little game. Well, if it wasn't for this person, if it wasn't for that person, if it wasn't for that black woman up there in the Congress doing it, I mean, we would all be free. And I mean, if people would listen to me, we'd have it all together. It's millions of black people who say that. See, but codification does not allow that type of game, period. It shuts it down. Shuts it down by doing what? By saying, okay, you got the solution to the race problem. That's what we want to hear. Come forward. Come forward and give us the solution with our dumb selves. And your smart self is going to now put us on the correct track. So the gentleman came down. He was surprised that I took that position.
Yes.
So see, everybody in the audience started talking about, hey, Brother Fuller, we'll throw this Trump out of here. He ain't got no business. I say, no, you don't throw nobody out of nothing. No. I mean, we're not in the business of just trying to make more enemies and start another Negro fight. We got enough of that. I said, have this gentleman. He's a victim of racism, in my opinion, just like the rest of us. He has equal voice. He has equal voice with Neely Fuller. Neely Fuller's nobody's God. I mean, I'm not your God. The white supremacists say that they are. So I'm not trying to take their place. So come down, sir, and express yourself. And he did. But at a certain point, after about 15 minutes, the people in the audience said, well, you know, we have heard enough of your point of view. So we'd like to hear, you know, from Mr. Fuller to continue what he was doing.
Yes.
And so I asked the guy's permission. I said, can I continue, you know, what I was doing? Because the people in the audience said that they came here to hear me, you know, and that they have heard enough of you. So that's between you all. Y'all decide, you know.
Got it.
So the people in the audience said, come on up, you know, Fuller, you know. I mean, but they said, you know, they all patted, the fellow on his back and all like that. He was much older than me at that time, all right? He was what you call an elder. So they didn't throw him out, and he went back up and took his seat because uh-huh. He had his say.
All right.
No problem.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news and lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one I'm going to share with you, and it's called New Money. That's right, New Money. Now, Drew and Janae talk about this, and have you ever asked yourself, what is money and how does it work? Or do you really know what money is? I'll tell you what, they have the answers for you on New Money. And that show is exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do, because you got the power, is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on for programs, and then go scroll under it, and you'll find New Money. Listen to it, get some ideas or suggestions, and work it out right there. All that is from TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. We are really, today's program is entitled The Rock Hammer, and Mr. Fuller has been giving demonstrations, about that. We've gotten a little away from that because we do answer any of your questions or Gmails. But we're focusing in on The Rock Hammer, how Andy Dufresne in the movie The Shawshank Redemption took a little thing like that, a rock hammer, kept his focus, and used that to make his way to freedom. It took him a long time, but he did it because he stayed focused and stayed true to his own goal. And if you have the YouTube channel, you can see some of the references in there. As a matter of fact, they're doing it now. But this is what we're trying to do, is to bring our focus in on how to go for justice and defeat racism, which is white supremacy. 1-877-932-9766. This is from a brother in South Africa. He says this at the time that this was written, on July the 19th, as a matter of fact. He said, good morning, Mr. Fuller. Today is Mandela Day here in South Africa, and everyone is supposed to celebrate this special day according to the system. My question is to you, Mr. Fuller, do you think a man can spend so-called 27 years in prison and come out and be president of a country without the usual suspects behind everything to control the minds of us in South Africa?
Anything that the white supremacists do, they have in mind a plan to support white supremacy. That's just, I don't care what it is. If they put somebody in prison, it has to do with a plan to support white supremacy. If they let somebody out of prison, it has to do with a plan to support white supremacy. The white supremacists are very, 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 very scientific. They don't make any kind of move that's not going to add to their power. They are experts at organized crime. So if I was going to, commemorate Mr. President Nelson Mandela, I would basically talk about what he was in prison for, what he was in greater confinement for, because he was already born in prison.
Right, greater confinement.
All right. But I call that greater confinement for 27 years, okay? But what was he in there for? These are the things that I would talk about. I wouldn't have parades, where people danced and ate and gathered around and slapped each other on the back. But this is just the way that I look at it. I don't believe in that type of celebration. That's for when all problems are solved. But as long as problems are not solved, I believe that a so-called celebration, this is just my compensatory counter-racist opinion, it shouldn't be the traditional entertainment type affair.
Yes.
It should be business meetings about how you correct the things that need correcting and using the words or using examples, or using suggestions that Mr. Mandela may have made about how to go about doing things, and only pick those things that worked, because obviously some things didn't work, mm-hmm. because he wound up in greater confinement. See, so some things didn't work.
Yes.
But find out what mistakes Mr. Mandela made, because, we all make mistakes. And try to say, now, this is where mistakes were made. Now, what can we do to make things better without making the mistakes that our four examples made? And go from there. Be very scientific. In other words, have a code. That's my suggestion.
Yes.
All right. That's not to say anything against what people are doing, but I think if someone would ask me what my suggestion is, look at what he did that worked and look at what he did that didn't work if you're just going to center everything around President Nelson Mandela.
Okay.
All right, the things that worked and the things that didn't work. And then try to come up with some ideas of your own of things that will work in order to make things the way that they ought to be today, 2018, in what you call the area of South Africa.
Okay. In the first hour, Mr. Fuller, and speaking of racism, you mentioned the term, and I thought it very compelling, the term of that white supremacists and such like are the top-of-the-line gangsters. What did you mean by that?
Oh, white supremacists, what now?
Top-of-the-line gangsters, that was the term you used.
Oh, out of any gangsters, you know, people talk about all kinds of gangsters. They talk about different gangs. I mean, you know, Latino gangs and whatnot, and gangsters. And you talk about the New York Mafia and all that, and Al Capone, I mean, and his gang. The Dillinger gang, different kind of gangs, I mean, that are referred to all over the world at different times. But out of all of the gangs, those white people, not talking about all white people, but those white people who have chosen to be, as a choice, white supremacists, to participate in the system of white supremacy, they are the strongest organized criminals, gang criminals, organized criminals. That's what gangs are usually referred to, unless you're talking about a work gang or a labor gang or something like that. That's a different use of the word gang. But if you're talking about criminal gangs, there's nobody in history that is as powerful, has proven to be as powerful, and is efficient. And as scientific as that gang that invented the system of white supremacy. Gangsters are what they are. Criminals are what they are, who have criminalized under their regime all people of color everywhere on this planet called Earth. And that's what they set out to do, and they're the most successful business operation because they're a gang, but they're also a business. They're the most successful business operation that the world has ever seen. There's no comparison. You can't compare anything with the power of the white supremacists. There's no religion or collective group of religions that have proven to be more powerful than the white supremacists, the religion of white supremacy.
Some aspects of The Godfather brought that out?
Oh, yes. You know, oh, yes. The Godfather movies, particularly one and two, is all about a gangster operation on a small level compared to the gangster operation on that massive level, the superior gang, the supreme gang. And that is, in capital letters, the system of white supremacy. There's no gang. There's no so-called country. There's no so-called political philosophy, communism, socialism, capitalism, no ism that has proven to be more powerful than the system of white supremacy, racism. Because racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism.
Wow.
Now, the white supremacists themselves are now using the term white supremacy more and more, which means they intend to put it in a narrow frame of reference so it doesn't include them. Hmm. See, the white supremacists are very skilled at doing what? Playing all sides of every argument.
All sides.
They are masters of that.
Let me hold it there. TalkTimeRadio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. All you have to do is download the TalkTimeRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Coming up next, somebody asked a question about Emmett Till and justice. We'll have Mr. Fuller address that through the emails. All that and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
We thank you for your emails and your feedback. And we are working very hard for you. We have supported the compensatory code since 1975. We believe that it is the only system of thought, speech, and action that enables us to move in the correct direction to work toward the production of justice. But right now, we need your help. If we're going to continue the compensatory concept show each week, we need your support. Now, we thank you and deeply appreciate what you've already donated. Please help us to continue to get the compensatory code system of thought, speech, and action out. Please donate today. Go to TalkTainmentRadio.com and hit the yellow donate button on the front page. Donate today. We appreciate any amount that you can give. We thank you so much.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
Okay, so TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neil E. Fuller, Jr., and we've been talking about the rock hammer. And if you've been listening to the program, you know that it is taken from the movie, The Shawshank Redemption. The person, Tim Robbins, I believe, played the part of Andy Dufresne, who was thrown in greater confinement on a charge that he did not do. But anyway, he used a rock hammer, a little small rock hammer, to make his way to freedom. And we're using that metaphorically to have you think about wherever you are, wherever you have, use that as your way to produce justice. Anyway, Mr. Fuller, before we get to the Emmett Till question, I'm compiling a list of the movies that you constantly recommend, because we are going to put it up on the TalkTainmentRadio.com home site, your recommendations of movies. Now, right now, I have The Shawshank Redemption, Casablanca, Godfather 1, 2, and 3. Do you have three more quickly that you can name offhand? It doesn't have to be an official list, but a list of movies that could be inspirational. Hello, Mr. Fuller?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's one called that I saw recently. When I say recently, it was last year sometime, put out by British Broadcasting Company,
BBC.
Uh-huh. And it's called The History of White Supremacy.
Okay.
So I recommend that people start with that one. It's sort of like a semi-documentary.
Okay.
All right.
History
of White Supremacy, right in your face.
Okay, by the BBC.
I think that's the title of it, by British Broadcasting Company.
Okay.
Now, you know, someone showed it to me. I don't possess it myself. But I looked at it, and I would recommend that.
Okay.
As a beginning.
As a beginning, okay.
And then the next, I would say, would be I, Claudius, which is a 13-part series. Now, that'd take up a whole lot of time, all right?
Okay.
That I think that was put out in the 1980s.
It was
on public broadcasting here in the Northwestern Hemisphere. It's about the Roman Empire. And it's a fast way to learn it. It will help high school students, too. I mean, that's, you know, that's a, if they have to study Roman history and all like that and have to read a lot of books and all like that, they can get a lot out of that series.
Okay.
And it's done in a very, I would say, attention-getting, I don't like to say entertaining manner, I just say, but it is entertaining, but it kind of keeps your attention more than a lot of the movies that I have seen. In fact, that's the only one of series talking about the Roman Empire.
Yeah, we have some
that I recommend. I, Claudius.
Okay, and one more, if you can think of it quickly.
Okay, then you can drop down to maybe Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I try to do these things in historical sequence, start with the Roman Empire, which the ideas about racism and all like that seem to have had something to do with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this is what I've compiled so far. So the BBC History of White Supremacy, I, Claudius, Gone with the Wind, Shawshank Redemption, Casablanca, and Godfathers 1, 2, and 3. Okay. That's good.
Well, Godfather 1 and 2 particularly.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now,
if you have time for three, then you can throw that in.
Okay. Now, get to this question about Emmett Till. It says, "Greetings, Mr. Fuller. It has been recently reported that some people will reopen the case involving the torture and murder of Emmett Till over 60 years ago. If all the people, including the jurors that deliberated 1 hour before their not guilty verdict, involved in this crime are deceased, what is the purpose of reopening the case? To cause confusion? Also of note, Emmett Till's mother's refusal to speak with anyone regarding this decision speaks volumes. What say you, Mr. Fuller?
Well, for one thing, if Emmett Till's mother doesn't want to have anything to do with it, that would be the first question that has to be answered, and that is why. And then if you're talking about what people are doing with Emmett Till's image and all like that, then the mother of Emmett Till would certainly, if she's making some remarks against it, that should be examined, and people consider that in what they are going to do in response to this resurrection of a discussion about Mr. Emmett Till.
Yes.
That would be the compensatory way to go.
Yes.
And or a person can do both. You can take into consideration what their viewpoints are, if you can find out what they are, and then go and look and see what, to the extent that the white supremacists have anything to do with it, and the white supremacists have something to do with anything that non-white people do, if it has any significance at all, and see what their purpose is.
Okay.
But always with the suspicion that they are up to something that they shouldn't be up to.
Okay, before I take this phone call, is there, just looking at it, because I know you're just first hearing this about this, is there a constructive reason why somebody would want to bring this up, in your opinion?
I don't know, because I hadn't heard anything about it.
Okay.
But see, the code calls for me to take an interest in anything that's going on
on
the planet.
Okay.
Okay. So I will take an interest in it, and I will do it with a viewpoint, though, that to the extent that the white supremacists have anything to do with it, is to strengthen the system of white supremacy.
Okay.
I don't care what it looks like on the surface.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you can be heard. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Fuller.
You talking to me, brother?
Yeah.
They came, they saw, they conquered, they exterminated. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Emmett Till case ain't nothing but white supremacists playing games with us. Why would you bring up Emmett Till when you're letting police shoot black people down on camera and the police walk away? So you're going to go all the way back to Emmett Till and do something. That's game. Now, black people, listen very carefully. Our time in these wildernesses of North America is coming to an end. This is what these psychopaths do. They conquer people, and eventually they exterminate them. If you want a chance for life, if you're able to get out of here, you can get some young child, grandchild out of here. Get them out of here. You're not going to run away from white supremacists. I got that. They run the planet, and they run space. But you might go somewhere and be able to live your life out. Check this out. There's no government on earth fighting white supremacy. Everywhere they fight, those people are fighting for them to leave them alone and let them live a little bit. But they are not fighting white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam right now, they're not fighting white supremacy. Iraq is not fighting white supremacy. They say, hey, boss, leave me alone. So that's what we have to think about.
Okay.
Trying to go somewhere and live your life out.
Okay, wait a minute.
Now, this stuff, okay, real quick, brother.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I just wanted to ask you a question, but I need to ask Mr. Fuller, may I ask you a question? Mr. Fuller, may I ask this gentleman a question that's been burning inside of me? A lot of people have been wanting me to ask this question, so may I ask him this question? Mr. Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, thank you.
This is an open forum.
Trust me, I have to ask you before I ask him. Okay, a brother from Chicago, you know, all this stuff been going over there. You've always mentioned about get out of here and go somewhere. Okay, where would we go? That's been the question. Where would we go if this is global? Where would we go?
Each person would have to decide that. Remember what I said. I agree with Mr. Fuller. White supremacists run the planet and space. But where are they going to hit next? Right now, they have been to exterminate black people. So if you go down in Mexico, they might not be getting ready to exterminate Mexicans. If you go down in Ecuador, they might not been to exterminate them. So you might be able to go somewhere and live your life out. But I don't tell people that they are going to get away from white supremacists when they run the planet.
Okay.
Now, people, Hitler, Mr. Hitler and Mr. Mussolini did not overthrow the power structure in Germany and Italy. Donna Hitler Mussolini dump did not overthrow the power structure in America. The power structure in America put him in to do exactly what he's done. And
right.
It's going to get worse.
Yeah.
The crazy talk he's doing is going to get worse. It has to get worse for them to carry out the plan of extermination.
Okay. So, thank you, my brother, because they wanted me to ask you that, and I said that I would the next time you call in. Be careful in Chicago, man.
Hey, brother, listen. What's happening in Chicago, I'm glad you mentioned. What you see in Chicago is what you see in the world. White supremacy 101.
Okay.
We got death squads killing black people here like it ain't nobody's business. A lot of black people know it, but they not going to say nothing because ain't a damn thing they can do about it.
Thank you so much.
Maybe get your hat.
Thank you so much, brother.
Death squads are hitting black people across this country.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome, brother. Yeah, that's one of our callers who call in. They call him lovingly Extermination Man, but anyway, he does a good job on that. Mr. Fuller, this is a time that we designate for you to speak about your book. Let me read the promo here before we get involved in here. Okay, anyway, it says TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com to your app or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Of course, you know I am Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. And today's topic is the rock hammer. But this is a special time that we ask you to pay close attention to, not the donate hour, although we do want you to donate, but we want you to pay attention to what Mr. Fuller has to say about his publications. Mr. Fuller, go ahead.
You can go to the website, producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook, the United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a compensatory counter-racist code. I have three titles here. I call one just as equal to the other, but one, the third one is more explicit. A textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism. And, of course, racism is described singularly as white supremacy. What I mean by singularly is that there is no other form of racism, even though the white supremacists will say racism takes all kinds of forms, all right? But it's just one that really counts. A lot of people may be racist in theory or in their desires, but only the white supremacists have proven that they are supreme in the field of racism. So that obliterates everyone who thinks that he or she is a member of a race, because the white supremacists determine what racism is, and racism is white supremacy, and white supremacy is racism. But the racists will say anything. They will say that there are dozens of racists, as long as they, the white supremacists, are the supreme, which means that the other ones don't count anyway. They're just labels. So they invented the system of racism, and that's what we should be singularly focused on. The inventors and the practitioners of the only form of functional racism on what we call the planet Earth. And the textbook workbook for victims of racism, if you don't consider yourself a victim of racism, the book does not apply to you in any way, form, or fashion. But if you consider yourself to be indeed a victim, because racism does have victims, somebody's got to be a victim. So it's just a question of, who are the victims? So I say that I'm one. That's why I wrote the book. But it's designed for the individual victim. What can he or she do on a daily basis? Thought, you know, what pattern of thinking should you have? You know, you can think anything that you want to, but if you're thinking about countering racism and eliminating racism, there's you have to think about it a certain way because it exists. And you think about it in a way that works against it. So then that comes down to speech by working against it is how you speak. Thought, speech, action. You think, then you, on your job and all like that, what do you say? How do you say it? How do you not say things? And then it comes down to the action part. What do you do if you happen to be on the job and somebody uses the N-word? What do you actually do as an individual person? It should be a book, and I tried to write one, that tells you exactly what to do and what not to do in each and every instance in 9 areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. What to do and what not to do. Address to the individual person. Address each and every minute of the day of what to do and what not to do. I thought that we needed something like that because I say that that's the missing link. When it comes down to the doing part, first of all, the thinking, and then how do you speak? Because speech is a form of action, too, and then action. So what do you say? What do you say that works best for you in every situation? Always works for you, not against you. What do you do that always works for you and not against you? Do we have books to tell you that? Not enough of them. Other people should be writing this type of book, I always say. We have a lot of analysis, and analysis is important of what the problem is. But what an individual person can and should do each and every minute of each and every day, that's what I tried to write, to fill in the gaps, because people kept asking that question, and I was one of the first people among the thousands and millions, I guess, to ask that question year after year. What do you do? How do you, as an individual person, operate against racism? How do you think? How do you speak? When somebody says something to you, what do you say back? Exact words, not fumbling for words, exact words of what to say and what not to say and when to say it and under what conditions and to whom to say it and to whom not to say it. We should have guides, codes for that. All successful people have codes. All successful creatures. Well, whatever you call successful. Squirrels have a code. They follow the squirrel code, and it works for squirrels. It may not work for birds, but it works for squirrels. Now, victims of racism should have a code.
Yes, sir.
That's the one thing we don't have. Okay. Go to producejustice.com.
All righty. Producejustice.com. All righty. Let's go to the phone lines. Okay, caller, you're on. Thank you for waiting. What is your question for Mr. Fuller?
How you doing, Mr. Fuller, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Brother Muko from Baltimore, where we hold the constructive action discussions here. And we're doing it this Saturday at St. Joe Drive in Baltimore, right across the street from Lake Clifton at 12 noon. Mr. Fuller, we just had a situation up here where we had over 100 young teenagers fighting in a mall in a predominantly white neighborhood. And a lot of people, as far as radio celebrities, I mean, not celebrities, but radio people are talking and telling the public to ask for an apology. Can you please express for my care unit in Baltimore, and I know we only have 6 minutes left, can you please express for the care unit in Baltimore and around the world how we should not ask for an apology, never, ever ask for an apology?
Absolutely. You don't ever ask for an apology. You don't ever ask for love, and you don't ever ask for respect. Now, an apology is something that should be given. Otherwise, it's no good at all. These white supremacists apologize all the time. They don't care. How many do you want, buddy? Hey, you know, we got a truckload of apologists sitting right outside the door here. I mean, you want three or four? I give you the whole truckload. How about that? You know, just go out there and pick what you want. You know, apologies all over the place. Signs saying apologies in all kinds of languages and whatnot. I apologize. Oh, I apologize. Oh, yes. Oh, wow. Do. Oh, I apologize. Oh, I painfully apologize. I apologetically apologize. How many do you want? Boy, we got them. We got warehouses of apologies. All right? So apologies what you want? You got them. Hey, you know. But because, you know, you value it so much, we can take the position that, well, we'll think about maybe giving you one apologist, and maybe in about 30 years we'll give you two, and that will slow things down, because since you value apologists that much, well, hey, we can play that game. I can give you a truckload right now, or I can give you just half an apology, and then the other half every now and then, every 100 years. I mean, you know, we can stretch this thing out. All right, since we're just dealing with apologies here, we ain't dealing with nothing else. We're not correcting nothing, but we will apologize. But, you know, how do you want it? You want it on an installment basis, or do you want a whole truckload at once? In fact, we can, if you want it, we'll apologize in advance for all the things that we're going to do. Try that on for size, buddy. You know? In answer to the question, never ask for an apology. Why? They ain't worth nothing when you ask for it. They ain't worth zero. You ain't got yourself nothing. You just think you got yourself something. And never ask for love. You know, there's an old song. I told you that I loved you, and I get out.
That's the actual name of a song?
That's the name of a song that came out in the 1920s, all right, I think, 30s, okay?
I listen to that song.
Negro, you can add that to the song. Negro, I told you that I love you. Ooh, I love you. Now get the blank out of here.
Right. Okay.
Okay, all right. See, we always go for the drama rather than substance. We got to get out of that. Oh, apologize to me. Oh, I need your apology. You don't need nothing of the kind. Compensate for all this damage that you've been doing, and an apology don't know where to cut it. Ain't nowhere in the neighborhood.
Gotcha.
Make things the way they ought to be, okay, in every area of activity. And then that last one, respect. Black people kill each other all the time about, give me some respect. That's another thing you never ask for. You give yourself respect. And what is self-respect? Self-respect is you refuse to tell yourself a lie.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Foote. Hey, Brother Muko, I'm going to call you off air, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you all. Thank you all for listening, and thank you for participating.
Yeah, now this is the Rockhammer. Final words you want to say about Rockhammer before we...
Well, the final word is we all need a Rockhammer, which we all need a personal code, which means do the things that work. Stop doing things that don't work, okay? Have a code for everything. Try a lot of things and make sure that whatever you try always works. And stick with it. That will be your own personal code. You don't have to wait for Neely Fuller to codify things. Just do things that work.
Right.
And stop doing things that don't work for your benefit and the benefit, constructive benefit of others.
All righty. Well, there you have it. The Rock
That's
Hammer.
Your Rock Hammer.
That's your. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Thank you,
thank you
for the pleasure of your time. This is Talktainment Radio, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week with more.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. The world.